up in North Jacksonville near Rebold High School, Benjamin Harvey says he spent a lot of his childhood just trying to survive. Today, his life is different. After graduating from Wolfson High School, getting his bachelor's degree, Benjamin went on to get his doctorate from Bowie State University. And then after 10 years at the U.S. National Security Agency, Dr. Harvey is now founder and CEO of AI Squared, a tech firm helping companies adopt artificial intelligence. They secured a $6 million seed round this year. Harvey gave a speech in town Monday night at the Emmett Reed Center and joins us by phone. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
And here in studio, Dr. Vicki Wadewich, Partnership for Child Health, to talk about this Youth Empowerment Speaker Series. Good morning to you.
Good morning, thank you.
So let's begin with you, Benjamin. You spoke Monday at Emmett Reed on 6th Street. What was the message?
Yeah, so the message was really, there were a group of students, ranging in different ages, and my goal was to help them see the path. When you think about someone from the same background, the same environment, the same type of, struggles and disadvantaged nature that they had growing up in Jacksonville, Florida, I wanted them to be able to see that, hey, Dr. Harvey was able to come from this background and achieve extremely high levels of success, and this is the same opportunity that you have, and you do not have to be a product of your environment.
You have to see role models to believe in a path for yourself. So I would think it was pretty powerful for some of the people there to meet you and see you and hear your story about growing up in Jacksonville under challenging circumstances.
Yes, 100%. And that was really the message of the day was really, hey, look, I grew up in this environment. I went to some of the F schools, according to the FCAT testing, where, I had to dig really deep, figure out ways that I could achieve the levels of success by just working extremely hard, putting in that energy and that effort, being curious, finding opportunities. And if you figure out that, one of the things that I told them is being the hardest worker in the room. If you can be determined enough to put everything aside and focus on being the hardest worker in the room when you're in elementary, when you're in middle school, high school, all the way to college, and I use that, and I was really pushing that and trying to, plant these seeds in their mind so that these are the things that they could understand that could help them in the future, and I think it really did that.
Now, Vicki Wadewich, Partnership for Child Health, this was the kickoff of a Youth Empowerment Speaker Series at the Center of Hope at Emmett Reed. Tell us about this series.
Yes, so it was very exciting, and one of the things that we wanted with the Youth Empowerment Series is this is going to be a series of events that happen every the last Friday of the month. And it will be held at the Center of Hope. And the idea is that, we want the youth to actually develop the series. We want them to choose the speakers. We want them to plan everything. And just to let everyone know, the Center of Hope is actually a partnership between the Partnership for Child Hope, Partnership for Child Health, Family Support Services, Kids Hope Alliance, and the City of Jacksonville. But more importantly, it's driven by the community. And it is the community that coined the term Center of Hope at Emmett Reed. And the idea is that we provide a service hub for the community residents.
It's a great center. What was the reaction to Benjamin's talk like?
It was exciting. We had a lot of different variety of youth there. We had Senator Hill had come. We had the founder of River City Science Academy there, Sal. And so it was really, and the youth were listening to see someone who looks like them and who is very,
he's an amazing speaker.
Amazing speaker. And he's
Well, a young guy.
For me, anybody's young, but definitely young. He just provides that symbolism of, I can do this too. And he was incredibly encouraging and motivating, and we're so excited that he agreed to come. And he just, I don't know, I'm still amazed at his effort and his heart of gold.
Benjamin Harvey, tell us about your life today and your company, AI Squared.
Yes. So there's a couple of different things that I'm currently a part of. One of them is being a appointed faculty at Johns Hopkins University. Not only am I a part of the biostatistics department, but I was also the first African-American that was ever appointed to faculty within the biostatistics department at Johns Hopkins University.
Wow. Congrats.
Yes, thank you very much. And I'm also, as you know, the CEO and the founder of AI Squared, so there's a lot of activity that's going on in regards to, you know, really focusing in on our next round of funding, which we started off with, you know, close to $10 million at, you know, close to $50 million valuation. And now in our Series A funding, we're going to be shooting for, you know, $50+ million at close to a $500 million valuation. So we've been, you know, really blessed to start to win a number of clients, early clients, which is really a predictor of product market fit. And we're showing huge commercialization potential across multiple markets, including financial services, cybersecurity, as well as retail. And on the research side of the house, on the academic side, I was able to really talk to the students about, you know, really the connection of computer science and healthcare, and how I was able to build, you know, one of the COVID-19 risk model applications that Johns Hopkins used that was published and used by over 2 million Americans to assess their risk for COVID-19 during the pandemic. So we're able to really, you know, kind of show them and showcase, hey, you know, there's opportunities in academia, there's opportunities in research. From an entrepreneurship perspective, there's opportunities for you to take ideas, incubate those ideas, and create a company. Because the goal is to help them to understand. Because when I was in Jacksonville, growing up in some very difficult environments, you know, I've seen friends that you know, were either locked up or a lot of times even getting killed in difficult environments. And I wanted them to understand and see that, you know, there are opportunities to get out of your environment that don't require you to have to play sports or be a rapper or a drug dealer. And there are extremely high-level individuals that have an abundance of success that were able to work extremely hard in the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and use their backgrounds and their knowledge and their platforms to be able to go and build billion dollar companies.
To do amazing things. Vicki, you'll have to let us know about the next speaker in the series, but in the meantime, thank you both. Benjamin Harvey, Duval's own, founder and CEO of AI Squared, and Dr. Vicki Wadowich, who heads up the Partnership for Child Health. Thanks for being here.